now, the top 10 albums charting across the nation. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Anthony Inman.
Second hour of the Earshot 20. Thanks for sticking with us as we get now into the top 10 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com for the 200th time.
The 400th hour of the show. Actually, that's not true, because at least one of the shows that we did was only 1 hour.
Really?
Yeah, I was looking back for something specific for some reason, and there was 1 week that we did the show before the charts were out or something like that.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then, we just played whatever music we wanted to play. And then that also, whether or not you count our Christmas specials and stuff like that, too. So,
oh,
those are technically a part of this radio show or not. So,
I don't know. Anyway. It is the boys from the Earshot 20 that do the radio special, but
I don't like the way that you said that.
No,
Earshot is the national campus and community radio portal that you can always find at earshot-online.com. Don't forget that dash, I don't know where you'll end up otherwise. You can also search for Earshot and you'll find it. It will most certainly be the top search result. It is the national top 50, from which we pull selections from the top 20 most played albums of the week. This week, for the week ending Tuesday, June 28th, 2016, we're about to jump into the top 10, including a new number one. And you can also find charts from over 30 campus community radio stations that report every single week their top 30 most played records that becomes the national top 50. There's also genre-specific charts, both regionally and nationally, for electronic hip-hop, international jazz, loud, folk, roots, and blues. You pretty much find out all the different music and albums being played across Canada. There's also reviews, interviews, and much more, all kinds of other features, and that also includes the top 200 of the year at the end of the year, and the monthly charts at the end of the month. Makes sense, right?
Right.
That is, as always, all found at earshot-online.com.
There you go. Find us online. Earshot20 is our, earshot20@gmail.com is our email. Facebook.com/earshot20, our home on Facebook, and at earshot20 is our handle on Twitter. All are great ways to reach out. All are great ways to get in touch if you are an emerging Canadian band or artist. I think it's the heat in this room. I feel delirious. I'm a little slow with my words today. I don't know what it is, but I feel like I get off track.
And the
really
beard
easy.
The beard is taking away a lot of your energy, I think.
Do you think?
Yeah.
I think it's great.
It's not wintertime. What's with that big beard that you've grown? When did that happen?
It's beautiful. It happened over the course of a year and a half, so I can't shave it or I have another project to work on. anyway.
That's your life's work.
That's my life's work. You can find us online those ways. And if you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on the show, happy to do it for you. We did it in the first hour, chatted with Jeff Lawton from Bute's Halifax-based band, and it was great to catch up with him. And we do have an interview in this hour of the program. Still not going to give it away. We're going to wait to the very end. But our number one, new number one, chatting with them.
That's it.
That's very
vague.
Yes, there you go. And Steven's back with some more music news. Of course, couldn't go a week without talking about Kanye. So that's happening. And Brian
did put out a big new music video.
That's so true. And Brian's got the lowdown for you. All that plus the top 10. It's happening right now. And we're going to kick off the countdown in this hour at 10. Move up from there.
All right. It is White Horse. They have a new EP out on Six Shooter Records. And it is called The Northern South Volume 1. It's at 10 up from 15. You're going to hear a track from them called Pretty Thing. Then Walrus after that. Goodbye Something is their new EP. It's at number 9 up from 17. You'll hear Close My Eyes. And Young Rival have a new companion EP out to last year's Interior Light album. And this EP is called Strange Light. It is on their regular home at Paperbag Records. It's at number 8, rising from its debut at 27 the week before. You'll hear Lucky.
Little known fact, this first song was written about Brian Cleveland. Here's White Horse, your number 10. Song's called Pretty Thing. Stick around. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Pretty thing. be dead.
Oh,
Earshot 20. Number 8.
Lucky by Young Rival closing out the first set of our second hour in our top 10 here. And a rate up from 27, their new EP on the show for the first time. It is called Strange Light. And Close My Eyes by Walrus in the middle there. At number 9 up from 17, their latest and second EP called Goodbye Something. And we also had, believe it or not, yeah, three EPs in a row. The Northern South Volume 1 kicking off that set at number 10 up from 15, White Horse, with a track called Pretty Thing.
Hour number 2 of the 200th episode of the Earshot 20. Thanks for sticking with us. If you've been with us for all 200 episodes, we love you dearly. We love you dearly, even if this is your first time. And of course, bringing you music news, Stephen Karlik being with us for quite some time as well. And he's here again on the line for this second hour. And I said at the beginning, we were talking about controversy. And how could we go by a week without talking about Kanye West, eh, Stephen?
Look, not my fault. the guy tends to make headlines, and there are good reasons for it. One of them is, of course, his new video, which gathers Taylor Swift, Bill Cosby, Donald Trump, and a bunch of other headline-making celebrities. They're all naked in his new crazy video for the song Famous. It's not, of course, the real celebrities. It is a bunch of lookalikes. But on a recent live-streamed event through Tidal, Kanye revealed his video for the song from his latest album titled The Life of Pablo. The song is, of course, Famous, and Ye played the video twice in a row for his controversial single. As you can see from a screenshot at exclaim.ca, and if you were able to see the video when it was premiered and played a few other times, it features a whole bunch of celebs in the buff, sprawled out in bed. Other than the aforementioned ones, you'll also find Kanye himself, Kim Kardashian, Rihanna, Amber Rose, Caitlyn Jenner, Ray J, Chris Brown, Anna Wintour, George Bush, and Taylor Swift, of course, who was in one of the controversial lyrics at the start of the song that caused some uproar when the song was released. While Kanye didn't perform at the event, he told the crowd about his latest creation. He said, I quote, "Want to thank y'all, my wife, and y'all supporting ideas and truth. I got one question, though. Would y'all like me to play that back?" And, of course, he played it again. I unfortunately have not been lucky or unlucky enough to see the video yet. I can see from the screenshot basically what it's about, but I have no opinion on it myself, but plenty of others obviously do. and one of those is Lena Dunham, who slammed Kanye in a Facebook post for what she calls a, quote, sickening video. On June 27th, Dunham wrote the scathing essay about West's new video and included some pretty harsh criticism of the clip, saying that the women in the video are, quote, reduced to a pair of waxy breasts made by some special effects guy in the Valley. You can read plenty of that post at exclaim.ca or on Lena Dunham's own Facebook, if you so desire.
I don't know. I don't know what I think about it. I don't know if I care that much, but it is drawing a lot of controversy nonetheless. But the guy just makes news. Like you said, he's a newsmaker.
He does. He even drew the ire of George W. Bush as well, who of course was featured in the video. He told TMZ that in case there was any doubt, that is not President Bush, and stated that he is in much better shape. I don't know if any other celebrities are watching it and worrying about how he made their butt look, but we'll see.
Well, maybe George Bush just wanted to be in the video. Maybe he would have preferred to look himself in the video. I don't know. There you go. We'll see. We'll see what happens. We're going to change gears and chat a little bit about Hamilton's Supercrawl Festival. They've revealed their lineup for 2016.
Yeah, this is a really cool festival that's been around for a few years now. Supercrawl will return to Hamilton, Ontario later this summer, and the list of performing artists for the year's event has been unveiled. Topping the bill are acts like Fortet, Puffed Up, Junior Boys, Matt Anderson, The Trues, The Strumbellas, and for the children and the older children out there, Sharon and Bram, which is a fun little addition. They'll be joined by artists like Born Ruffians, Brave Station, Art Pop Ensemble, Choir, Dear Rouge, Egyptrix, The Dirty Nil, and plenty of others. You can see the whole lineup at exclaim.ca. The free outdoor festival runs from September 9th to 11th, but Supercrawl will also be presenting two ticketed live shows in the coming weeks, one featuring Rural Alberta Advantage on July 6th, and one with Colorado at Collective Arts Brewing on August 12th. Head to exclaim.ca to see more about the three-day outdoor festival and the upcoming indoor shows, or see more at the official Supercrawl website.
It looks like a great lineup. Lots of names there that I'd even like to see, including Sharon and Bram. There's a place in my heart for them. So there you go.
There you go.
All right. We will end it on a story which I feel like you are kind of excited about based on your song pick. Maybe I'm off base, but anyway, news from Blood Orange.
You're totally on base. And most of the music world is indeed excited because Blood Orange, a.k.a. Dev Hynes, has finally dropped his third album called Freetown Sound. Though the album was originally scheduled to arrive on July 1st, he gave listeners an early treat when he surprise released the album ahead of time, the evening of June 27th. The 17-song Freetown Sound hears Hynes exploring issues of race, religion, sex, and sexism. The title was taken from his father's hometown of Freetown, Sierra Leone. In addition to sharing the track listing of the album, Hynes also revealed a number of guests that appear on it. There are quotes from Vince Staples, Venus Extravaganza, poet Ashley Hayes, and De La Soul, as well as featured guest spots from Ava Rain, Empress Of, Blondie's Debbie Harry, B1991, Starchild, Carly Rae Jepsen, Ta-Nehisi Coates, Nelly Furtado, Kelsey Liu, and many others. You can see the full list of song titles at exclaim.ca, and you can actually take all the songs out for a spin on Apple Music or any other platform of your choice. The album will be available to buy on July 1st. Stop by exclaim.ca to read my review of the album, and stay tuned for the interview as well, which I'm very excited to release shortly.
All right. Well, I can't wait to hear a song, and we're going to get to right now. As always, Stephen, thank you very much for being part of this program. After 200 episodes and at least 150 with you, we really appreciate everything Exclaim does for us. And with that, turn it over to you for your song pick of the week.
That's very kind of you. While it came out just a little too late to make it to Exclaim's top 27 albums of 2016 so far, which is available live at exclaim.ca. Blood Orange does have a new album out, like I said, and he released a video for the song Augustine at the same time. It's the first single from the album because nothing was released prior to the album release, but it now has an official video. This is Augustine, a nice little R&B track with some piano inflections throughout, and it's here on Earshot Radio. Thank you.
me the way that you should feel. Tell me that you lose your son. Tell me that you lose your love. Cry and burst my deafness. Achieve and fall asleep. The things that I can't do to you. The things that I can't do to you.
Earshot listeners, it's Stephen Karlick here, senior editor at Exclaim, Canada's source for music news, streams, reviews, and features across all genres. You can catch a summary of the week's big music news on the weekly Earshot 20. But for in-depth, up-to-the-minute news, reviews, and streams, you'll want to set your homepage to exclaim.ca and pick up our most recent issue, featuring Pup, Tegan and Sarah, White Horse, Kay Trinata, and of course our annual Summer Music Festival Guide. On the airwaves, on the street, and online at exclaim.ca, we've got your music news covered.
Earshot 20, number 7.
Was
Earshot 20. Number 6.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Fall by Soons from their album Hold Still at 3 last week, now at number 6. In the middle there was Weaves with one more track from their new self-titled album on Buzz Records that follows up the previous self-titled EP. On our show for the first time at number 7, all the way up from number 47. And as always, Stephen Karlick from Exclaim had a pick this week. It is from the newest Blood Orange album that just dropped in the last week. That was a track called Augustine.
There you have it.
Or Augustine, maybe.
Or Augustine,
maybe. Or Augustine. Maybe I'm not even spelling it right.
I don't know. But hey, however you say it, it's a great track.
Yeah, pretty cool album. Yeah. Go check it out.
You said you listened to the whole thing.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
I have heard it. I was surprised by it. It came out a couple days, or I'm sure Stephen told you all about this, but it came out a couple days early, unexpectedly, just kind of popped up on the morning I opened a streaming service and it was there. So
there you go. All right, we are going to take another break from the charts, and this is to let you know what is debuting below the top 20. Of course, we don't have time to play the whole national top 50, but we'd like to let you know what's making its way into the list and potentially could creep up onto our show in the top 20. And Brian has the lowdown for you.
Not so much a departure of the charts as we're delving deeper into the charts.
That's good. I'm going to use that from 201 on.
Great. If I can only give you one new thing every 100 episodes. We have tons and tons of debuts this week, and they're all below the top 20 within our national top 50. 10 debuts to tell you about. William Tyler at number 50, kicking it all off from Merge Records, is Modern Country. Heart Attack Kids up from there with a new one called No Future at number 49. Miski has a new album out called Puberty 2. It's at number 46. At number 45, Car Seat Headrest by that group, you have a new album out called Teens of Denials on Matador Records. Dylan Menzie from Nova Scotia has a new one out called Adolescent Nature at number 44. We jump a couple of spots up to hear from Kristen Control at number 41, new album on Sub Pop Records, Excommunicate. Adam Baldwin with No Telling When at number 37, and then all the way up at number 32 on Headless Owl Records, Dark for Dark have a new album out called All Dressed There from Halifax. And then we jump all the way to number 24, LT Leaf is our highest debut this week with the album Shadow on the Brim, Rough Beasts.
There you go. That is the lowdown. Now my picks.
All right.
I'm going to have to go with LT Leaf just because it's at 24. So the odds of it making in is probably pretty good.
Yeah, it's always interesting when there's... I always feel like I have some sort of handle on the Canadian music scene, but I don't know that album. So I'll have to check it out and maybe it'll be in the show.
Now I'm going to make a prediction for a big jump from 49 up into the charts next week. Heart Attack Kids. And Del Barber is going to make an appearance for sure. That one's an easy peasy.
I accidentally skipped over that one. Yeah, number 40, Del Barber and the No Regretskis. The puck drops here. It is, as you would expect, an album with all about Hoggy.
I love it.
It's on Truth North Records, and we've had it here for a couple weeks at the station. And I think it's hilarious.
It's going to make it in.
Hopefully.
It's going to happen. All right. We have a few more tracks to get to before we get to our last interview of the show. That's at number one. But first, right now, Brian's going to let you know what's coming in at number five and number four, respectively.
Dropping just one spot this week, Danny Romano has a new one out called Mosey. It's at number five. You're going to hear I Had to Hide Your Poem in a Song. And last week's number one and number one for a couple of weeks was Holy F. They have a newest album out called Congrats on Last Gang Records. It's at number four this week, and you'll hear Neon Dad.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 4.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Holy F, last week's number one at number four this week from the album Congrats. You heard Neon Dad, and I Had to Hide Your Poem in a Song by Danny Romano before that from the album Mosey at number five, dropping just one spot this week.
All right, that means we only have three more tracks to bring you before this hour is complete. Before we do that, a really quick plug as we gear up for Savvy Fest coverage in the month of July. The contest is live now. Facebook.com/earshot20. Your chance to win two full weekend passes to Savvy Fest. We'll be making that draw a little later on in July. Go on over, like and share the Facebook contest photo, and it will be your chance to win two full weekend passes. And you can hang out with me too, because I'll be there for a little bit. Probably do the show looking like we might be doing the show live. Not we. Hey, you won't be there. Maybe you can call in.
Maybe I could call in.
Yeah, you can. They'll be like, hey, Brian, how are you? It's going to be really weird, though, because we've never done that before. So that'll be strange, new, but we'll see what happens. But that does not preclude you. You are going to have a chance to win. Do it right now. Facebook.com/earshot20. All right, Brian is going to let you know what's coming in at the number three spot.
It is Jesse Lanza from the record Oh No, all the way up from number 8 to 3. Here is Never Enough.
Listening to the Earshot 20. Number 2.
Yeah.
Regina-based singer-songwriter Andy Schaaf's third album, The Party, hit the Earshot charts at number 36 and climbed really quickly to number 2. Been there for a few weeks now and appearing on 11 community radio stations' top 30 charts from New Brunswick to Alberta. Needless to say, it was a highly anticipated release for Canadian music fans across the country. And now Andy is on the line with us. Andy, thanks very much for taking the time to join us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Did you ever expect this kind of reception with the release of The Party?
I mean, it wasn't really something that I was thinking about. It's just kind of, you know, you work on an album for a really long time and just hope that people will like it, I guess.
And it is a great album, and we've had it on the charts now for a few weeks, as I mentioned. I read that the inspiration for the music came from you channeling your inner awkwardness. How did that come into play?
Well, I didn't so much as channel my inner awkwardness as just I am awkward and I just embodied myself, I guess. So the characters turned out a little bit awkward, which I didn't really realize until people started telling me that they were awkward characters.
And lots of great tracks on the album, too. And in addition, you've got a pretty cool and what I thought was a pretty trippy cool video for The Magician. How did the concept for that video come about?
Well, that was kind of something that I really wasn't involved with. The guy who made the video, Winston Hacking, he kind of just proposed this idea of like puppetry collage kind of a thing, and we just let him run with his idea, and it turned out like amazingly. So glad we gave him the freedom to do what he wanted, and yeah, it turned out really well.
And I urge anyone out there listening, give it a watch. It is a very cool video. I also have to say, congratulations are in order. You've been long listed for the 2016 Polaris Music Prize, and so congratulations on that.
Thank you.
And so now you have a tour coming up. What's it like to be nominated, and how does that feel as someone who's, you know, you've put all that work into an album? What's that feel like to be recognized on that level of a stage, I guess?
Yeah, it feels really nice. You know, it's an honor to be included with so many great albums. Yeah, it's just really, it's nice. It's a nice feeling.
And a lot of the musicians and artists on that list we have heard on the charts, and of course we hear you on the charts as well, and it's really great to hear you. And folks from across Canada listening to this program may also have the opportunity not only to hear you on this program, but hear you live as you make your way across on tour, really extensive tour. Is there anywhere when you go on the road that you really enjoy playing, or a show that stands out to you, a place that stands out to you where you just really enjoy going to?
Well, right now, I mean, I'm just looking forward to all the Canadian dates. We've been touring extensively in Europe and in the States, and just haven't had a chance to come home yet. So I'm excited to go to, you know, Regina and Vancouver and all the places that I've been playing for years, and see some familiar faces.
Awesome. Well, Andy, thanks for the chat, and good luck on the tour.
Thank you.
Andy Schaaf on the Earshot 20 right now, and more of the countdown on the way too. Stick around.
I went back. stood still for a while, trying to hear again. But then from the living room, I heard you calling my name. I found you smiling, asking me where I had been. Why do I always see the worst in you? Do you always see the worst in me? Do I only see the
It's the Earshot 20.
And we have a new number one this week. We've been talking about it all show, and it is Andy Schaaf. Anthony just had a chance to speak with him, and his newest album, The Party, tops our charts. It is from Arts and Crafts, and you heard the track called The Worst in You. Before that, we had number two and number three. Up from five to two was Pup from the record The Dream Is Over. You heard Doubt, and Jesse Lanza, Oh No, is her new album at three, up from eight, and you heard Never Enough. All three of those records, no big surprise, on the Polaris long list.
There you go. That does it for another week, the 200th week to be exact. This is the end of the 200th show.
Goodbye.
For the Earshot 20. Goodbye, everyone. No. We're done. No. We do the countdown every week, though. Earshot-online.com is where we get the charts. I'm Anthony Evan, Brian Cleveland also in studio. And the show is recorded out of Local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station, where it is also broadcast first every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time. Then we send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners. Thank you all very much for airing the program. You can also find us online, radioforall.net, or you can podcast the show on iTunes. No matter how you listening to us, thanks very much for tuning in, and join us next week. We'll have a brand new countdown for you, and our Sappy Fest coverage kicks off. Head to our Facebook page, facebook.com/earshot20, for a chance to win two full weekend passes. Until next time, for the 200th time, stick around, there's more on the way on this station. Earshot 20 is produced out of Local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback, you can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.